From the mean streets of Essex, England, broadcasting around the world, this is Whatcast.
Hello, this is Whatcast. I am Matt, and today I'm going to do a quick show here, a quick Whatcast, and we're going to be... I found this story, Baba Vanga's eerie 2024 predictions are coming true. Now, we did a show on Baba Vanga way back, 2 or 3 years ago now, I think, and we kind of concluded in this show that this woman, she's like a female Nostradamus, but blind, but probably about as successful in predictions as Nostradamus was, because he wasn't particularly successful either. But I'm going to read these predictions anyway and see if any of them are actually coming true. She was blind, this woman. Also today on the show, by the way, I'm going to play in a little clip of the upcoming Patreon show from this Sunday coming on patreon.com/whatcast with a K. The Royal Family conspiracy theories. So I'll be playing a little clip of that to whet your appetite if you are on the Patreon or thinking of joining. You can join through Spotify as well. Just go to Whatcast Patreon and you can listen to all the shows on Spotify the same as you do with all of your other podcasts. Couldn't be easier. But the video versions are actually on the Patreon site or app or whatever. As well as the audio on there. Right, let's get into this Baba Vanga. Before I get onto Baba Vanga, quickly going to mention the Daily What. Now, I'm really going for it with the Daily What again. I used to do the Daily What back in the day. Never been daily, by the way. But now it is, I'm putting out at least 2 a week, usually about 30 minutes long. Just general, sometimes they're conspiratorial. Talking about conspiratorial, sometimes it's general just bollocks, what's going on that day. What on earth is this? I've got some breaking news popping up on this one about a high school shooting in America. Not going to cover that story today. Yeah, but on the Daily What, so anywhere you get your podcast, go look for the Daily What. I will link it in the show notes here. The subscribers on there are jumping up, so thank you for everybody that's actually listening and finally finding the Daily What. Now, I'm putting it elsewhere. It is, if you like the rants, if you like the kind of hate of the week element of what we used to do on this show and just general current events and life observations of things that are a bit annoying, you will like the Daily What. Go check it out wherever you get your podcast. The Daily What. I will link it in the show description. Let's get on to this Baba Vanga story then. So Baba Vanga's eerie 2024 predictions are coming true. There she is there, the Vanga of Baba with her, she ain't got no eyes. Or she was just blind and couldn't be bothered to open them because it was a bit of a waste of effort. There she is with 2 candles. I don't know what that was doing there, but she was obviously reading the future with them candles. That's generally what you do with candles. The mystic lived in the Balkans until her death in 1996. The 2024 predictions of the Nostradamus of the Balkans appear to be coming true just 4 months into the year. Well, that'd be a different change for old Baba, because nothing she's ever predicted has happened so far, despite people pretending it has by misrepresenting things that she said. Baba Vanga is a Bulgarian mystic, was past tense, and has correctly predicted many past world events. The Chernobyl disaster in Ukraine, the death of Princess Diana, New York's 9/11, and even her own death on August the 11th, 1996. I think we discovered when we did the show that she didn't actually predict her own death at the age of 85. I could have predicted that. 28 years after her death, Baba Vanga's predictions for 2024 seem to be coming to fruition. I'm pretty sure she didn't make any. I wonder if she died of a...
Oh, what a clothesline!
I would have done if I was around. In January, we shared the list of her predictions for this year, which include alien encounters and the end for the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. So far this year, her other predictions: terrorist attacks on Europe, surging cyber attacks, and medical and technological breakthroughs are happening. Well, of course they are. What did you think? Oh, if I'm going to predict 30 years in the future, I reckon there'll be more technology around. Yeah, well done, Baba. So Europe is supposedly set for an increased terrorist attacks in 2024. Anyone could say that. We know why this is happening, right?
Sounds like cognitive dissonance to me, mate.
The clairvoyant warned And the recent attacks in Moscow's Kronka City Hall seem to point to signs that she was right. Well, of course, there's going to be attacks all the time. More than 110 people died, including children, after heavily armed attackers stormed into the Crocus Concert Hall on the outskirts of Moscow in late March. Just hours after the attack, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility, as they always do, for the brutality, and the danger level in other countries was also raised. The attack prompted German Interior Minister? Was she like designing living rooms rather than running the country? Nancy Faeser to warn football fans to be on high alert just 75 days ahead of the Euro 2024 kickoff in Germany. Lovely. Cyber attacks increase, obviously. Again, this is going to happen. Although I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have known what a cyber attack even was back then.
Violated by gas!
Multiple governments have suffered exhausted cyber attacks in 2023 and 2024. Technology issues have already struck the world. Of course, there's cyber attacks. What was her actual prediction, though? We're not talking about what she said or whether it's been taken out of context. Greggs, McDonald's, Tesco and Sainsbury's have all experienced hacking this year, leaving them unable to process payments. And a shadowy hacking group, it was in the shadows, the shadowy hacking group.
What?
Has threatened to release patient data, worrying those who use the NHS. Well, a few years ago, everyone wanted everyone's patient data out there anyway, in case they called for something from them. But it's only April, and Vanga warned that this year's cyber attacks will not be run-of-the-mill. She didn't know what they were. Cyber wasn't a thing in 1996. Well, it was, kinda. But Vanga had never seen it, because she'd never seen anything, because she didn't have any eyes. She predicts they will level up in sophistication, targeting critical infrastructure like power grids and water treatment facilities. Yeah. That's a bit worrying, but not because Van Gogh predicted it, it's because it's an obvious thing to go for, right? Medical and technological breakthroughs. Van Gogh reportedly said more strides will be made in medicine and tech, along with the new treatments for incurable diseases such as Alzheimer's and cancer. Right, I'm going to predict, Matt Van Gogh is going to predict that in 2060, we'd have moved forward in the medical profession. There you go. What prediction... superstar I am. And she's right, it says here. Two new breakthrough treatments were revealed for both conditions. Well, obviously, right? That was always going to happen.
China?
Researchers are currently conducting early patient trials of a vaccine that could protect future generations from Alzheimer's.
I'm unvaxxed for Alzheimer's.
And scientists discovered a new wonder drug for aggressive cancers, which quadrupled 3 year survival rates. Always skeptical about this stuff. More technological leaps are expected this year as well, with the fast advancing growth of artificial intelligence. The Mystic also predicted there will be a major breakthrough in quantum computing. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, Baba. We'll see. Alien encounters, she said here. Look at them. Why would that alien... There's an alien on the screen, for those of you that can't see this. Like peeping from behind a tree. She's definitely got... This alien's definitely got bigger eyes than Vanga. Vanga predicted encounters of aliens or alien-related events in the future. And while the encounters reported this year are far from confirmed, it still suggests that she might be correct. In late March, a zigzagging UFO was spotted hovering above a nuclear plant in India. India, not...
China!
Causing the country's leading UFO expert, Sabir Hussain. Any relation, Sabir?
It is cognitive dissonance.
Along with former US military experts to urge a warning. They've called for more serious action after several unexplained sightings near the country's nuclear facilities. A Missouri man claimed he was abducted by extraterrestrials. Why there was extra as well? They're just like normal terrestrials who performed sexual experiments on him and stole his sperm.
My sperm's been stolen! Where's my sperm?
In the video, he claimed the aliens were taking his sperm in an attempt to make hybrid babies. Well, allegedly, we're already hybrid babies here. Well, not so much babies, but hybrid. Well, I don't know. Some people are babies. And they... yeah. By the way, shall I read that? No, I'm not going to read that. I'm going to try and get through a show without mentioning FA, right? So it could be the end for Putin, according to Baba Vanga. Vanga predicted that an assassination attempt will be made on Putin this year from one of his own countrymen. Tensions have continued to simmer in Russia. This comes true. I'll be impressed with Vanga. Even after Putin was re-elected president in March. But Putin's health has been under fierce speculation for years. And this year, the rumours prompted Russia to release a warning. So far, there have been no known attempts on Putin's life, but it's quite early in the year. Yeah, so they're just making excuses there for Vanga because she's not particularly done that well there, the Vanga of Baba. So let's, before we get on, actually not before we get on, how long have I been recording for here? Oh, just the 10 minutes. Right, now I'm going to present to you what is coming up on Sunday on the Patreon, right? So here we go then. Let's see if I can do this. I've got to make sure I pick the right one. Royals. That one there. So this is a little clip from our Patreon show. I think all I've got to do is it's already playing. Got to start it again. And
what else has been going on with the Royals? So Harry and Meghan, someone, I don't know if this is going to come up in these conspiracy theories, but didn't they come out and say, we'd never make that mistake with Photoshop if that was us? Like, that she's made a mistake there, basically saying there's fuel in the speculation, which they were. Yeah. But someone said this the other day. I read this when I was reading the toxic X, or formerly the Twitter.
Yeah.
There was reading the arguments between Harry and Meghan supporters. This was my research for this show. Harry and Meghan supporters and William and Kate supporters, which is the fact that anyone supports any of these people and actually gets angry about it blows my mind.
Yeah.
But they were saying that Harry and Meghan, their kids have never been seen in public. And they're claiming she never had them. Like, I've seen photos of them. Yeah. And the boy certainly looks like Harry.
Yeah.
But I don't know where you'd get a ginger kid from when she's apparently black. The Queen is a shape-shifting alien reptile.
See, this is a long... This conspiracy theory has been going on for long. Like, since the day dot. I bet before she came out of the womb, somebody went, yeah, the newborn princess is going to be a reptile.
Yeah, but I think they think that they're all reptiles. Like, and because Diana apparently said something about the royals being not human. But I think that was more of a, they're not, like, they don't have emotions like most people. I think that's what she meant. She didn't actually mean they were lizards, but Ike took it that she meant they were lizards, I think.
Yeah. Ike takes everything out of context.
Yeah. So it says, yes, you read that right. According to The Express, British conspiracy theorist David Icke has mentioned it, promotes an Illuminati theory that states the royal family descended from a line of humans who mated with alien reptile creatures, and this is how they attained power. And then they wrote in the article, okay then. Number five, Princess Margaret had a secret love child.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Is it a love child if it's like really aggressive sex? Just like a one night stand, never want to see each other again.
Could
that
be
weren't
fuck,
love.
A fuck child.
Fuck child. That's what you should call it.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want, a love child or a fuck child?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then the kid finds out and finds his dad later on. Is it true that you're my fuck dad?
What?
And the dad would be like, dad would be like, when did you? Yeah, but when I shagged your mum, it was in Lincoln. So then, where the fuck you got that accent? Yeah. Maybe it weren't me. Prince Harry isn't Charles's son, number 18.
100% isn't.
He looks like Charles in the face, though. I think you can see Charles in there. Look at the ears.
No, I don't think he does, mate.
But I'll concede that you put him next to James Hewitt, and you think, fuck me, he looks the same. But he's got Charles' features, I think, a bit. Don't know where the ginger come from, though.
Yeah, but James Hewitt was ginger, wasn't he?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, yeah. If he was Charles's, I don't know where the ginger would come from. But you'd be suspicious, wouldn't you? Like, if your entire family, no one had any hint of ginger anywhere.
Yeah.
And then you had a ginger, you had a brown-haired son, then you had a ginger son. You'd be like, yeah, what's going on here? You would, yeah, be, especially considering, you know, your wife was seeing a ginger bloke.
Yeah. Do you think the royals actually remember every person? Oh, they wave back to me. They don't give a fuck about it.
They waved at me. I got a wave.
They don't care. Cunt.
They literally waved in your general direction. You are just a speck of dust, an ant to them. Yeah. It's like an ant farm to me. Like, yeah, I'll just look, they all look like the same. I don't care. I don't care which is which. I don't care who did what. I don't care who's got the biggest leaf above their head. Not bothered. Yeah. Right.
And they all dressed up as well in their. Yeah.
Dressed up. We dressed up for the Queen.
Queen doesn't give a fuck.
No, the Queen doesn't care, mate.
And she's dead, so.
There you go. That is a little taster for the Patreon coming up this week. Royal family conspiracies. I think there was 40 in total. They wasn't all modern. I've just gone through and like put a little clip together there to just promote it. But I don't know. There was a lot of them from back in the day, like people that I didn't really even know. But there were some funny ones. I really, really, really loved making this show, and I did not expect it. That's always the best podcasts that we do. When we both go in with kind of no knowledge, no expectation, and not really knowing, and sometimes they just work. We're supposedly this week, because we're not putting a show out with, because the Patreon show's going out this week, we're supposedly recording next month's Patreon, which will be May, middle of May sometime, when it will drop. And it's supposedly, this is the plan, about Diddy or P. Diddy. And his deep dive into the allegations against him and some of his history with Justin Bieber, etc. I'm going to quickly get onto some research this weekend before that record. I'm recording that. We're supposedly recording that Sunday evening. So hopefully that'll be going out. So if you wanted to jump on, if you love them sort of shows, thank you to everyone on the Patreon for your continued support. Much appreciated to all of you. This show, as the Royal Family show, will be going out this week. And we're hoping to get the P. Diddy show in the bag ready, or Diddy, whatever the fuck he wants to be called, Sean Coombs, to go out for middle of May. I'm going to remind people again, there was a TikTok, go on the TikTok, Whatcast Podcast, all one word, on the TikTok. If you want to see me on my lives arguing with people and ripping apart people and just generally taking the piss out of stuff. And also on YouTube, some of the stuff from my TikToks, if I do lives or anything like that, if they don't make the podcast, they will be exclusively on YouTube. So go subscribe over there to Whatcast on the YouTube for all of that sort of stuff. There was a Flat Earth Debate that's exclusively gone on YouTube and nowhere else. And that's on there now. And also there will be other debates and other conversations when I get round to doing some more lives, which I don't get that much time to do, but I'll try and do at least one every week or one every couple of weeks and get some guests through. I know how to trigger people and get them in to talk to me, so it's not a problem. Because on this show,
there's no bias.
But I think for now, that's going to have to do for today's show. Very short one today. Just wanted to get out that I saw that article about Bubba Vanga. Thought it was quite funny, and I wanted to get that clip out there of the Patreon show that is dropping this Sunday. So thanks for listening today. Thanks for all of your support. We'll see you next week if you're not on the Patreon with another show. I've got a few things lined up. I've just found another feature. I record in an online studio called StreamYard, and I've just logged onto it to record this one. I've just found another feature on StreamYard where you can now connect with other people that use StreamYard with shows, etc. So it's like people with bigger platforms, smaller platforms, we can all kind of get on each other's shows. So hopefully there'll be some interesting guests that I'll be able to get from there, which is an unexpected bonus that I did not know was there. It's just sort of popped up as a new feature there. So I've just been trying to connect with a few people before I've gone and recorded there, but there's some other shows on there that I could get on and disagree with people. Some other shows on there that I could definitely agree with people on these shows. But for now, I am Matt. I'm going to go and have some dinner. And what about what else is going down, Knife?
It doesn't go down! Are you dumb?
Shut your mouth.
Got it.
Right, anyway, I'm out of here. I'll see you next time. Don't forget to join me on the Daily What, wherever you get your podcasts. That'll be the next time you hear me if you're not on the Patreon, because I'll probably do a couple of shows next week. But for now, it's adios. The Daily What, wherever you get your podcasts. Patreon.com/whatcast. And if you want to support the show in any other way, buymeacoffee.com/whatcast. All with a K. And I'll see you later.
You have been listening to Whatcast. Follow and contact us on the Twitter, the Book of Face, and the Gram of Insta at Whatcast with a K.